Teachers, parents and the local community are rallying to support Saltergate Primary School, the Harrogate school that was hit with an arson attack last week. The blaze destroyed part of the outdoor area used by the reception children, but a family fun day has been organised to raise money to replace equipment lost in the fire. The fundraiser will take place this Sunday, that's the 9th of June, at Saltergate Primary School. Organisers are appealing for people to donate their services, from vouchers for hairdressing to the knitting of soft toys. We spoke to Dave Burns from I Want to Ride My Bike ahead of the Family Fun Day.
So this Sunday we're having a little do-run-run at Saltergate School between 2 and 4 on Sunday the 9th of June. Basically I've been working with Simon Wall, who was the lead fire officer at the blaze from Harrogate Fire Station last Monday. And we just thought it might be another little way of raising some pennies for the school. I started the Just Giving page last Monday night, and when I last looked, we were just shy of £4,500, which is absolutely bonkers. And the staff and Linda Mortimer, the headmistress at the school, are absolutely bowled over by the support. And now we've got loads of stuff arriving at the school that we can use for raffles and tombolas at the weekend. So it's such a good community spirit. On the day, Simon and the fire station have paid for a bouncy castle, so that'll be good for the kids. They've also got the Rescue Ted maze, which is a huge maze for the kids to run around in trying to find one of the rescue teddies. And they've also got water cannons, using the hose pipes off one of the engines for target practice. And then North Yorkshire Police will be down there, hopefully with some of the big vehicles with flashy lights and loud noises for the kids as well.
Money raised from the Just Giving and the generosity, did you ever expect that kind of level of support from the community?
No. I mean, I put I had no idea what CCTV would cost. So I put £1,000, pulled the figure out of the air, and knew roughly what it might cost, but never thought we'd get to that sort of amount. But the brilliant thing is there's a parent at the school who's actually offered to pay for the installation and to provide the CCTV. So, which is absolutely amazing offer, but also means then if we want all the bells and whistles, we've got money there to dip into to make sure we've got the best system possible. And then obviously then any of the monies that we raise and there's left over can replace all the equipment and treasured things that the school might have lost that won't necessarily be covered by the insurance. So it looks a bit of a sorry sight, the reception area. It's just got big iron cladding around it just so that the kids can't see it and they don't get distressed. Because as far as I'm aware, it'll be a summer holidays job to repair, because there's too much damage to be done whilst the little ones are at school. So it's just an inconvenience to the school and, you know, all the sad children, lots of little children upset and stuff. So, yeah, it's a bit sad. But I'm there this week teaching them to ride their bikes. That was already in the pipeline, so that'll hopefully take them off their sadder side of things.
So what's the feelings amongst Linda, the head teacher, and other staff there?
Just absolutely amazed. I mean, you know, everyone got behind them, helped when the pagoda was burnt down last August. And this time she's just, you know, she's just thrilled that so many people care about the school. And it's a lot of old pupils as well. And when I say old pupils, I mean people who now are grandparents and parents, you know, not necessarily, you know, people who are at the school at present. Lots of people have donated.
Fantastic. So remind me of the details again for Sunday.
So this Sunday, between 2 and 4, Saltergate School, HG3, 2TT, where there'll be lots of firemen as well for the ladies, fire engines, police cars, cake, loads of cake. And I'm working, so if anyone would save me a piece of cake, I'd be extremely grateful.
I'm sure they will.